This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to be part of something. Seriously, if you got nothing to say, then have nothing to say. When things go sideways, you don't have a right to say anything. At least that's how I feel. I know, it's in America. It's America. It's a free country. We can do anything we want to do. Yep, you can. You can even shut up. I don't mean that the way it sounds, but, I mean, come on, really. Many of you that are sitting behind Facebook, you notice how I started it off, right? Jump right into it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Give me your email address because I send out an email every week. Let you know what's coming up. I want to get back to it, though, because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time. I'm just so miffed by this, right? The migrants. And some of you got mad at me last week because I didn't call them illegals. They're not here yet. Let's not do what they do. Let's not call people what they are not, right? Until they get here, they break through those borders. Or try to anyway, then they're not illegals. All right, so here's the deal. I'm looking at this crew. I'm looking at this crowd. I said this to somebody today. Watch them carefully. These are supposed to be refugees running away from violence and poverty and all this other stuff. And as they're coming away from their country, anybody notice that they're unwrapping brand new flags, right? Have you noticed that? They're unfolding new flags out of packages for people who don't have any money, can't feed themselves. Where do they get the money for the flags? And why are you waving a flag from a country you hate that you're leaving? Or maybe you don't hate it, but you are leaving it. This makes no sense to me. And then you have men that are wearing shirts that say, now, they're being portrayed, remember, they're refugees, poor families, mothers that can't feed their kids, want to get out of the violence. Most of them are mothers and kids. Look at the crowd. Look at them and tell me that those are mostly mothers. Look at them and lie to yourself. Buddy, young men that are wearing shirts that say that our president, President Trump, is the devil. They have no money to feed themselves, but they have money for nice sneakers, right? They have money for new flags, and they're wearing T-shirts that say, our president is the devil. But it doesn't stop there. Look at what some of them are doing as they're walking. Pay attention to the crowd. I know we look at sound bites or visual bites, whatever you want to call them. Look at the crowd and notice that people are holding up cameras and taking pictures of the crowd from within the crowd. Now, don't tell me they're reporters. I don't want to hear that. Right, most reporters won't get in the middle of all that stuff. But again, go back to the fact, these are people that have no money, they're running away from poverty, they're running away from violence, they're running away from all this stuff. They got new sneakers, new clothes, new T-shirts, new flags for the country they're running away from. I'm thoroughly confused here. Apparently, I don't understand what the word poverty actually means. Right? Now, here's another one. How about this? Many men breaking down. You're coming into a country, you're looking for help. They were taking 30, 50 at a time. That wasn't fast enough for the refugees. They start ripping down fences. They jump on fences and rip them down. They're beating on border guards. Are we serious? Right? You want this lawless group coming here? Oh, I know. They're doing anything they can to get their family here. Bullpuckies. There's a dozen ways to get your families here legally if you're coming out of that situation. A dozen. Now, here's what I think. And some of you are going to find this really distasteful. Some of you are going to be right on board with me. I think you need to meet the violence with the violence. And when I say that, I don't mean you be more violent than they are. I mean you put the National Guard on the border. You put them 5 feet away from each other. You bring the fire trucks in with the hoses like they used to do. They shouldn't get up that far. This group has grown from 3,000, now they're estimating up to 7,000. We can't do it. We don't have the ability. We have veterans dying in the streets. We have veterans sleeping in the streets. We have homeless running rampant across this country. And if you Democrats, if you really believe this is going to be a great visual for you, you have blown it again, just like you did in 2016. Oh, it's no joke. I'm dead serious. This has nothing to do with compassion. Absolutely nothing. Because if you really care about your kids, you really want to show your kids the right way of doing things, you really want to get them here, you don't do that by beating up on border guards. You don't do that by ripping down fences. That's not how you teach your kids to do it the right way. There are nine, I don't know what they're called, induction centers in Mexico they could stop at first. And they would get checked out. They would get everything they needed to come over the border legally. But they don't want to do that. Interesting. 2 weeks out from a major election. You want to talk about collusion? Right? You want to talk about trying to influence an election? Come on. Cut me some slack here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, the other thing, the health care. What a joke. I mean, seriously, with the lies flying from both sides, but mostly from the left, the lies flying around about health care and what Republicans want to do to health care, it's just amazing to me. Would you please stop listening to the ads, do the right thing, and make sure that you're reading? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk about your health care or health sharing. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It tickles you every time, doesn't it? We are back. Well, I'm back anyhow. Hopefully the rest of you are too. I'm Joe Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, the invasion crew coming up. I still don't know what he's going to do. And I don't know what the president can do. We're talking about the group coming up from Honduras. I'm still amazed at they have nicer sneakers than I do, and I'd venture to say they probably have nicer phones than I do. So you know you still got them coming up. I don't know. Are they still 1,000 miles away? I don't know. So I hear. But, you know, everybody goes, what are you going to do? We're going to shoot them. No, he's not going to shoot them. When you put the, when we put our military in the border, they're there to support the border patrol. So they'll be doing support services. It's the border patrol that will be arresting, jailing, putting people. You know what? They don't have an aversion to vans and, what are they, cargo trucks and stuff like that. So let's just line it with cargo trucks. And as we apprehend them, we just throw them into cargo trucks. They came up that way. So they must not have a problem with it. Anyhow, I don't see, I'm no expert. I'm not even going to guess at it. I don't know how he's going to do it. I do know that he has a right to suspend immigration temporarily anyhow. I don't know what they're going to do about that. How are the Dems going to fight him that way? It doesn't matter if they take the House and the Senate, they still couldn't stop him. He's got that right. And the Supreme Court will now uphold his rights. They won't do the touchy-feely law, because that's what they're looking for. I feel so bad. Let's forget the law and let them all in. No, that's not how it works. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of you, I didn't have enough time, and I knew I just wanted to stay with it. I want to finish it off and stay with it. In the last hour, I started talking about my, you know, the locally. It is definitely the year of the woman where I'm at, because the Dems are running all females. Now, I'm glad we're supposed to be genderless. We're supposed to be going for the right person for the job. Well, apparently the Dems believe that the only right person for the job is a female Democrat. And from what I've seen across the country, with very few exceptions, the only right person for the job is a white, blonde-haired female Democrat.
Young.
Well, young is a relative term. Okay. All right. You win. Okay. Yes, the young. You had to bring up Feinstein, right? I haven't had dinner yet, so thank you. I guess I'm going on a diet. So, anyway, with all that said, I mean, you look at it across the country, and especially here locally where I'm at. But the thing I love is they're sending these to young women voters, and I think it's hilarious. You know, I feel slighted. I feel discriminated. I didn't get one. Right? There wasn't one. My name's not on these. I know. Apparently, I'm not part of the team or something. Whatever. What is this now thing? You don't know.
National Organization for Women.
What is the National Organization for Men? Isn't there a gnome or something like that? A nom? Anyway, but the two on here, which I think is great, they take it for granted. And it shows you, remember, we talk about fascism, who the true fascists are? On these, it specifically calls out Planned Parenthood and NARAL as being, you know, two of the contributors to these mailings. Now, you know, NARAL, who I love, they constantly send me these pro-choice things. And they want me to bring people on from their organization. And then when I tell them, sure, I'd be more than happy to, because I'd love to have one of their people come on. And so they keep me on their mailing list for whatever reason. And I tell them, yeah, bring them on down. Come on, I'd love to have them on the show. And then all of a sudden I get a no thank you. But I'm not the one that asked. They asked me. So NARAL's a pro-choice California organization, right? It's the leading grassroots pro-choice advocacy organization in California State, and we believe that every woman should be able to have an abortion, unrestricted, anytime, anyhow, with no apologies. 39 weeks, no apologies. 38 weeks, no apologies. While the cord's still attached, no apologies. Isn't that what they mean? Right? And affordable birth control. No, they mean free. They mean free birth control. They don't mean affordable. They mean free. And now they've coined a new term. Pregnancy discrimination. They want to be protected from pregnancy discrimination. What in God's creation is pregnancy discrimination? I don't discriminate against pregnant women. They discriminate against the baby. The baby has absolutely no rights, no choice, no anything. Mom gets to play God. Well, I don't know if you call her a mom. Can you call her a mom if she kills the baby? You're still allowed to be a mom? It's sick. It is sick. Does a woman have the right to choose? Sure, she does. That's what the law says. But here's what bothers me. Call it what it is. Have the guts to call it what it is. It is a baby. I'll take the scientific viewpoint on this. I won't even take the God one. From 22 weeks forward, every other civilized country on the planet, see, they always tell us, oh, well, look at Europe has socialized medicine. Europe has this. Europe does that. Well, Europe doesn't allow you to have abortions at 22 weeks and after. And now they start screaming, well, what does Europe know? We're not supposed to follow Europe. Well, only on everything else, I guess. 22 weeks. They can live outside the womb. They can breathe on their own. They can move their fingers and toes. They can feel pain. They think. They dream. But, mom, I know this is so distasteful. It's going to make some of you crazy. Mom gets to play God. I don't even want to call her mom at that point. I want to call it the baby carrier? Right? I mean, the incubator? Whatever. And she can decide whether to shut it off or not. It's just amazing. Maybe once a week I'm going to have an abortion survivor on the show. Right? I mean, seriously. But again, I would be more inclined to give them more credit if they would call it what it is. They do that, and you get my, then I'm on your side. Otherwise, you want to keep hiding it? No. But to show you how pig-headed they are, Planned Parenthood and NARAL are badges they think everybody should be behind. Not on your life, or the babies, for that matter. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and the First Lady were met with protesters as they arrived at the Pittsburgh synagogue
where 11 worshippers were killed last Saturday.
Turn your back and follow the march.
Taria Hamilton, mourning the loss of his good friend Cecil Rosenthal, says President Trump should have stayed away.
I think he should have not came today. I think he should have sent his daughter. I think he should have just waited until after everything calms down.
There were funerals for four of the victims on Tuesday. There'll be services from now until Friday for all 11 people killed in the shooting rampage. The president and the first lady arrived after the funerals and lit candles for each of the victims in the synagogue's vestibule. After that, at a makeshift memorial of the Stars of David outside, the couple laid white roses as well as stones for each of the dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Three, couple of nitwits.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROVE-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being a part of the conversation. I do really appreciate you being part of the conversation. And, you know, just really, seriously. You know, I was talking about in the last segment about those cards that come. It was just interesting to me that they think that, they think that every young woman should think like they do. But they think that every young woman should be for abortion rights, should be for, I mean, just amazing, with no restrictions. And the original Supreme Court ruling was not that at all. It's grown to be that, and the conservative cowards have never opened their mouth to say anything. But it's not what the ruling was. So technically, if you have a third trimester abortion, and your life is not in danger, you're breaking the law. It really is that simple. So, you know, you're all obsessed and outraged, you know, at us not wanting to deal with anchor babies, wanting to stop that. That's the law. And you want us to stand on the law. But when it comes to this, you don't care. You just want your way. That's what I've always said. You don't want equality. You want control. You just want your way. Steve Hilton from Fox had an interesting article about Trump and his supporters being blamed for the climate of rage and hate. But it's not true. And you know, every time something like this goes down, you know, look at, I love this. There is a hurricane in Florida, Trump's fault. Why? Because he doesn't believe in climate change. He's been president for 2 years. Now, how does him not doing anything about climate change for 2 years make it worse? Right? I mean, we had all kinds of hurricanes and such under President Obama. Why wasn't that his fault? Couldn't he have done more? He was great with executive orders, too, remember? So now we're blaming Trump for all of this, for the climate of rage and everything. Every time somebody gets shot, every time something happens because of Trump's hate. But I don't think this started over the last 2 years. And if you think it started over the last 2 years, then you've been in a coma for the last 30 years. Right? When you think about the African Americans whose long struggle for freedom was 1 decade ago. But equality didn't come a week later. When Lincoln, quote-unquote, freed the slaves, the Democrats immediately went into action to try to start taking that stuff away from them, taking those freedoms away from them. So anyway, I want to deal with now. That's a lesson for another day. But some of you should already know that. Right? Think about working Americans, especially those outside the booming centers of modern knowledge, right? From being inside the city, those ones that are stuck with their Bibles, guns, and so forth. Right? Think about what's going on in their lives. This stuff has been going on since the early 70s. Right? The anger didn't start with Donald Trump. Right? I mean, seriously. Back around 2008. Now, everybody got irritated at this. There is truly, you know, the law is supposed to apply to everybody equally, but we have all learned in our adult lives that that's not true. And don't give me that crap that's right, because if you can afford to bet a lawyer, you can get, well, that's true, but do you think the law applies to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama the same way it does to Donald Trump, me, Tammy, you? No, it doesn't. Not in your life. Right? So when you saw it back in 2008, the elite bailed themselves out. You think the elite who made bad decisions at banks and other places, and I'm talking about the multi-billionaires, you think they got in trouble? We saw banks get bailed out. We saw automotive, you know, companies get bailed out. While you were losing your home, while you went into foreclosure, right? And you saw politics change drastically then. Before that, we had presidents, whatever their political views were, they made it clear that they loved America, they loved Americans. You heard that over and over and over again. Reagan, the Bushes, Clinton, Billy Bob Clinton. Well, Bill Clinton a little bit too much maybe, right? I feel your pain. Remember that? But they weren't haters. Some of you may think so. I don't think so. They weren't haters. Reagan especially wasn't a hater. I don't even think Jimmy Carter was a hater. I think he was playing with the, you know, three cards left in the deck. So, but you got the sense that they really did care about people. But then we saw something new, right? We saw elitism come in. We saw condescension, right? We even saw contempt. Remember when the president, ex-president Barack Obama, back in April 2008, said they get bitter. They cling to their guns or religion. Like that was a bad thing. Like clinging to your gun or religion. How about this? You religious people who voted for Obama, would you not be insulted if I said you? Yeah, you cling to your religion because you're a bitter old white person. How would you take that? Would you be okay with that? Because that's what he did to you. And you were okay with it. You overlooked it. Michelle Obama, in February 2008, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud of my country. Why? What are you proud of? Because your husband, you know, was going to become president? I'm sure you all knew ahead of time. I mean, seriously, nothing else we had done before that. Think about this. Think about what she's saying. You POSs who live in this poor, pathetic country have never done anything except for what you've done recently, and now I'm proud. Sure, I'm sure she, you know what, again, positive American stance, right? We saw hate and divisiveness everywhere. We saw it from the top. We saw it from the left. But did we see it from the right? Tell me where we saw it from the right. Tell me where the right openly speaks to its hate for America. Right? You know, Joe Biden, this last September, when he was at the Human Rights Campaign dinner, he said, they're not you. Have an ally in the White House. You don't have an ally in the White House. This time, they. Now, see, what he's doing? What's he doing here? He's driving a wedge in our country. He's driving a wedge between us and them. That's what I've been saying for years. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, it is a mantra of mine. It's us against them. It's those guys. When Barack Obama and Joe Biden were running for office, Joe said it several times. He said, they want you back in chains. Who's they? He was talking about the Republicans. Isn't it funny? This just came to me out of nowhere, so you can laugh if you want. Isn't it funny that Joe Biden, one of the most respected guys in the Democratic Party, he said that we wanted them in chains, but they're the ones that kept them in chains by keeping them on welfare, keeping them dependent on the government, keeping them, you know, it's like the government became the giver of all, the God for them. And under President Trump, the guy that was supposed to put them back in chains has now given them the freedom. They're making more money, they have more jobs, they have the lowest unemployment history, numbers in history. So, let me see. They can take their chains off. You know why? They don't need us anymore. They don't need the government anymore. They can actually go take care of themselves. They don't need to cash a welfare check to buy food because they have jobs that are paying well. Their kids are working. This is what I love. This is what's going to backfire the Democrat Party so badly. You know, I talk to a lot of moms because of my position as school board. You know the biggest thing a mom cares about? Is their son or daughter going to be able to work and make money and take care of themselves? Are they going to be able to go to school? Are they going to have what they need? Guess what? Under Trump, yes. Right, the African-American community is better off under Trump. His statement about you've been voting for them for 60 years. Give me a chance. What do you got to lose? They lost nothing. And they gained everything, which is why his approval rate is higher or at the same level as George W. Bush's was, 32%. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let that settle in. We'll be back in a minute.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Come on.
This
is good stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being involved, truly being engaged. Because if you're not engaged, if you're not, you know, involved, if you're not getting some pushback from somebody or some input from someone, then you're just kind of like a, I don't know, what do you want to say, one-man show? And that's not healthy. I mean, I can't even imagine arguing with myself. I would make myself nuts. So you got to get input from other people. Head up to the website, realside.com. Would love your email address. Send out an email once a week. I try not to make you crazy. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. This thing is sliding all over the place. We were talking, or I was, maybe you were listening, about a piece Steve Hilton wrote from Fox about how Trump and his supporters are being blamed for the climate of hate, and really they're not the ones that started and or has thrown gasoline on it. No, you can see it over and over again. You can prove it. This is why the left hates the interweb. Because the interweb holds all these little secrets. Well, they're not really secrets. But holds all this stuff forever and ever and ever, and they can't wipe it out. Obama did a pretty good job wiping a lot of his stuff out, but whatever. You know, and Hillary Clinton, think about what she did. Way back in 2016, when she called at least half of Trump supporters, she said, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Can you imagine? Now, see, here's the difference. If we called Hillary supporters deplorable, uninformed, ignorant, we go down a whole list of stuff that isn't nasty, nasty. Right? But if we said anything along those lines to her people, or about Democrats, they would hang us. Right? They would hang us. You know, deplorable, according to the dictionary, it's an adjective. It's used to describe something extremely bad or unfortunate. Right? And she called us, anybody who supported Trump, wouldn't say anything bad about Trump or what have you, we were a basket of deplorables. We weren't a basket of Americans in her mind because we didn't think like her. Remember, what scared me about her more than anything else, what really turned up the heat for me to push against Hillary Clinton and Kane, is both of them making comments about religion. And I'm just going to put it out there for my Christian friends. Shame on you for supporting somebody who would look at you and take the book that you believe in, that you say you believe. You say you believe in God. You say you believe the Bible was written by God. You say that the Bible was written as a commandment to you to carry out His will. And yet you put a check in the box for two people that were going to force you to change your belief system. Ah, and I can prove it. Both of them said at different events and at different times. Hillary talking to Christian evangelicals said that you have to bring your thinking, your thought process, and your scripture into the new times. And if they had to, they would pass laws to force you to. So she thought that the government was above God. She thought that the government had a right to pass laws that would supersede God's law, claiming at the same time to be a Christian, to follow God's law. So, she's backwards from the Bible. She's willing to follow God's law as long as it doesn't supersede federal law. Tim Kaine came out and openly said to his Catholic families that they had to change, their scripture or the government would. Both of them, two separate times, exactly on the same page. Again, I'm going to ask my Christian Democrat friends, how do you do that? How do you let that happen? How are you going to look at God and say, I believed in you, I love you, I care about your word, as long as it doesn't get in the way of the federal law? How do you do that? Never have you heard a Republican president or candidate say that they would supersede God's law. And if you don't care about that, if you're an atheist or I don't know, I don't even know what other religion doesn't have some kind of God that they believe in and they believe is a supreme power. Yeah, Trump uses harsh language. He used what others felt was harsh language against MS-13, but we just talked about the mafia for a whole segment. They're animals. MS-13 gangs, animals. Come on, Pelosi, I'm waiting. Pelosi, you know what the mafia was like. I'm sure that there are people in and around you and in your family that called mafia members animals. Right? But he's never talked about the people of this country as deplorable, President Trump. He's never talked about the people of this country as being ignorant or stupid or anything else. Matter of fact, you know what's really funny? When you listen to the Dems speak from the dais, what are they talking about? I will fix. I will do. I will make you. Barack Obama led his speech. I think they figured out that he said I and me like 100 and some odd times in his speech. It was all about him again. I hear President Trump on a regular basis say he is handing the power back to the people. He's giving you the power back. You have the right to decide, which scares the crud out of them. You know this. Right? With everything that's gone down over the last 5, 6, 7 years, you guys will love Hollywood. You love the you conservatives. You love Hollywood. You love the Emmys. You love all that stuff. Stop it. Stop feeding the beast. They hate you. They hate what you stand for. Think of those CEOs at the top, the tech geniuses and Hollywood types. They look down their noses at you. Right? They make fun of you for going to church. Go back and look up, what's his name? Who owns Facebook?
Zuckerberg.
See, I'm trying to forget his name. Thanks. He talked about Facebook being church, being your church. He called that back pretty fast because, remember John Lennon from the Beatles? Remember when he said that they were bigger than Jesus? Now, some of you wouldn't remember. Look it up. There were Beatle records being burned. There were radio stations that stopped playing their albums. He had to come out and apologize like crazy. Right? Anyway, when you listen to what they're selling you, what they're giving you, when you listen to how they talk to you, I shouldn't say that, talk at you, you can't figure this out? You can't wake up and figure this out? When you look at the ideas they have for you, they think are compassionate. Globalization, automation, centralization, uncontrolled immigration. How does that help you? How does any of that help you? You know, we talked about this when it came to the medical world. How many major innovations, how many major cures for some kind of disease came from these United States due to R&D the pharmaceutical companies do? And how many cures for major diseases come out of other countries? In modern times. Right? Their ideas have destroyed people's jobs, devastated their families and communities. Look at, right now, I don't have the information in front of me. I heard about it today. Colorado is looking to pass a law that if you're going to do any oil drilling, your head, it has to be so far off the street, it has to be, you know, I mean, if you're going to drill for oil rigs, there's a whole bunch of restrictions on it to the point where if it passes, it will about destroy the oil drilling industry the oil industry in Colorado, and it will wipe out 48,000 jobs. Democrats are in control of that state. All right? It's that simple. You think about that. They don't like oil. They think it's bad. They think there's no way to properly refine it. They want you on green energy so bad, they're willing to starve 48,000 families. You want to talk about families losing their medical care? That'll happen. You want to talk about families going hungry? Real refugees from life? It'll happen. But they have no problem. Didn't bat an eyelash at blowing 48,000 jobs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate you allowing me to speak at you all this time. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.